are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
You know, it's funny. When I first started radio, I was told that you really need, you know, maybe two, three good stories an hour to talk about. And, you know, then expand on it and expound. And I've never really done that because, you know, doing a medical show, there's so much information that comes out day after day. I mean, here's an example of some of the stuff I want to talk about and squeeze into this next hour. Okay, one, there's a woman who was told she had an inoperable malignant tumor in the back of her throat. She coughs it up and they say, you got rid of it all. I mean, it's out. They're going to maybe clean up some extra cells, but she coughs up an inoperable tumor. Going to talk about this. There's a woman running around with two vaginas saying she lost her virginity twice, but she's happy. And she says, you know, I'm fine with it. I just have two vaginas. Okay. going to talk about Mattel is now being pressured into making another Barbie, but this Barbie doll has to be chemo Barbie. Okay, yeah, we have NASA Barbie, we have astronaut Barbie, we have bankrupt Barbie, we have Occupy Barbie, I guess, and now we're going to have chemo Barbie. We're also being told that if your baby's kind of fussy and a pain in the butt, just bottle feed instead of breastfeed. That's another story. Then Mayor Bloomberg, after he cut back on smoking in New York, now he wants to cut back on alcohol and alcohol sales. And they also said in today's news that surgeons need to be the right age to operate. You don't want them too young and too old. I mean, that's just half of what I want to talk about. So, you can't just do one or two stories and, you know, drag it out. Now, okay, I listen to other hosts. They do well. I mean, you know, they don't drag it out. Usually your good hosts, you know, they captivate you. But I want to apologize early. If sometimes it looks like I give too much information, it's just, you know, there's so much I want to talk about. I mean, like this woman with the two vaginas, am I really going to drag that out? Am I even allowed to drag a two vagina woman story on air? Am I even allowed to do that? Probably not. So we're going to just kind of, you know, skip through that one pretty quickly. But as you can see, a lot of good information. But also what's very good to talk about are your medical questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. I do realize some of you are listening to me when I'm not live. Then just call in with your question, and it does go to a message line, and we will play it the next day on air. One of these days, I will be live in your area. We just got to make it happen. So call your local talk station. Email them, tell them to bring Dr. Dahlia, and Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. We got Donovan working the dials. Great show today. Absolutely great show. Okay, so where do we start? All right, so what's going on? Let's look at what's happening in New York right now. Okay, so Mayor Bloomberg is making headlines because he wants to reduce the alcohol retail outlet, bars, corner store density, and illegal alcohol. He wants to reduce illegal alcohol. This is part of the partnership for a healthier New York City. Okay? And reduce the exposure to alcohol products and bar advertising and promotion in retail in general. Like, he wants to decrease the ads on trains and buses and in stores and restaurants. Okay? Now, a spokesperson told the Post, the city's goals for the Partnership for a Healthier New York are in line with our ongoing strategies of promoting healthy eating and physical activity and discouraging tobacco, excessive alcohol use, and consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages. Okay, well, hold on a second. Hold on. Okay, excessive alcohol. I have never seen an ad that promoted excessive alcohol. I mean, you see a cold beer with the condensation on it. Looks kind of good, doesn't it? Right? Or you'll see a lady with a cocktail. Or you'll see, you know, a champagne bottle or Sky Vodka or Greg, you know. But you don't see ads promoting excessive drinking. Okay, how is the government going to get involved with private enterprise with this one? Okay, mind you, all right, I'm a doctor. Yes, I'm not a fan of smoking. I'm not a fan of alcohol. I would love for people to eat, to smoke, and drink less, absolutely. But what I am also not a fan of is government getting involved. Okay, I just was sickened by the thought that the government, and I think this happened in New York, wanted to have 7-Elevens and drug stores and any place that sold cigarettes to have nasty, disgusting-looking lung cancer pictures posted around their establishment. I don't think they're allowed to do that. You can't have a person advertise against themselves. That has to be unconstitutional. You can't do that. And so I'm not sure where this is going to go with the alcohol. All right. If there's ads with beers, I mean, are you allowed to tell a company to not advertise? Now, remember I told you this was going to happen? Remember when we were talking about the cartons of cigarettes? And the cartons of cigarettes were supposed to have these ugly, decrepit pictures of people dying of lung cancer and lungs, et cetera, tracheotomies. And I said, look, well, then are they going to start putting labels on alcohol bottles? Are they going to start putting labels on cars? When you go to a car dealership, are there going to be pictures of mangled people from car accidents? Where does it stop? Well, this is what's happening in New York. They went from smoking, now they're going to alcohol. So I'm not sure where this is going to go. I don't know what Mayor Bloomberg, I mean, I understand he wants votes and this partnership for a healthier New York City. Yeah, it all sounds good in theory. All sounds good in theory. Like I said, most democratic philosophies sound good in theory, but then when you really look at the realism and the practicality of it all, he can't do what he wants to do. Really, you're going to restrict the amount of bars? I mean, what's he going to do? Have city ordinances where you can't put up your business? I'm not sure how he's going to do that. I really don't know how he's going to restrict ads. So that's what's coming around the bend. Now, we're already seeing some of the aftermath of some of Michelle Obama's policies. Yes, she has her own nutritional policies. Hostess now is going under. Hostess is going under. People don't really want to buy as much junk food. And I know as a doctor, I should say, yay, but I'm also realistic here. You know, I mean, I want to get my ding dong when I want to get my ding dong. Okay, it's nice to know that if I wanted a treat, it would be out there. And they've been losing sales. Of course, the economy doesn't help. And they'll still make Twinkies, don't worry. But, you know, business is really getting hurt during the time when we really need business. So we're going to talk about this when we come back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so it looks like bushmeat being smuggled into New York could have viruses and retroviruses and herpes viruses. And this is from, and I'm trying to get this straight, I'm looking at this. This is illegally imported wildlife products. I'm looking at bats right now. We're looking at pieces of monkey. And I guess many of this was just seized at JFK. They say here, a study of bushmeat smuggled into JFK shows it could spread disease or even spark pandemics. Dr. Mick Alous, chief pathologist for the New York-based Wildlife Conservation Society. I wonder if people ever say Dr. Wax and starts to giggle. But anyway, Dr. Denise Mick Alous said no one had tested illegal bushmeat for pathogens before this study. We wanted to know if in those confiscated materials there might be anything of significance, so we started looking. Well, this was a pilot program started in 2010, and they found simian foamy viruses and two types of herpes viruses in the animal parts tested. Now, herpes wasn't dangerous, but other viruses like Ebola, avian flu, HIV, you know, those that originate in wildlife can actually be carried and possibly mutate. Now, some of the animals, they looked at the skulls, hands, arms, torsos, were still fresh in coolers when confiscated. Others were dried out. And they say tissue from the freshest part of each animal, including raw red muscle, joint fluid, or bone marrow, boy, this is getting us nauseous, was preserved in liquid nitrogen and stored at negative 80 degrees Celsius. They say scientists from the American Museum of Natural History and WCS used advanced genetic barcoding, and they looked at baboons, mangabees, guenons, if I'm pronouncing it right, green monkeys, and endangered chimpanzees, and rats. And so these animals, and then straw bats that were recently seized at JFK, are going to be analyzed in the next phase. So they're starting to find this crap of, and why, I don't know why. They say researchers are calling for more education about the dangers of wildlife trading and harsher penalties for illegal activity. Why are they bringing bats and monkey parts into this country? What is that for? I must be really naive. Well, anyway, I would definitely recommend not eating that. Okay. Another thing I'd recommend is not to go to a doctor that radiates you in the wrong spot 29 times. There's a Connecticut doctor who could face a $5,000 fine after allegedly administering radiation 29 times to the wrong side of a patient's mouth during treatment for cancer. State officials say the fine against Dr. Richard Shumway, an oncologist at St. Francis Hospital in Hartford, he's 53 years old, has signed a consent order that includes a fine and a reprimand. According to health inspectors, the patient visited him in 2006 with a recurrent mass on the right side of the mouth. Shumway recommended radiation therapy, but records show the radiation had been erroneously delivered to the left side of the patient's mouth 29 times. They figured it out on the 29th session, and the patient was told, don't worry, we're going to make a makeup plan and implement a makeup plan. Okay. And the patient was probably told, my bad. Now, another doctor has reviewed the case and said, while the excess treatments were a deviation from the standard of care, really, you think, the final plan and the patient's outcome were fairly similar to what could have been expected, though with a different daily dosage over time. So they're saying it doesn't matter, the wrong mouth was radiated, the patient still got treatment. Well, okay, but, you know, 29 times. So we'll see what happens there. Why does that happen? I don't know. I think, just like when I was working in the lab and I was pipetting, and you just start to get into the habit of things. And people don't stop and go, I'm going to think. I think a lot of people are on autopilot. And this autopilot idea, we need to stop. I think we're busier. We're having to see more patients. Yes, I'm not going to blame Obamacare. I'm not going to blame Obamacare on this one. I won't. Come on. I'm going to be logical here with this one. But it's what we're seeing with medicine, and a lot of these medicine errors is because we're seeing more and more output of patients. I mean, we're seeing more and more flow. There's more and more demand, less and less pay. So doctors are forced to see and do more. So we're seeing more and more of these mills. And I'm not saying this one particular Connecticut, hospital was a mill, but I'm seeing more and more doctors. It's not like, remember the olden days, you'd talk to your doctor in their office. So you'd sit down in their office. That was when doctors had offices. I don't even have an office. I sit next to the nurses, in front of a computer. My hubby has an office, and sometimes the kids do homework back there, but I don't. I sit with the staff. I've never really had, an office where, step into my office, have a window, have a desk. I've never had that. I've just always worked. Because when I did ER and when I did urgent care, you'd sit next to the nurses, there'd be a little doctor station, a little cubby, and that's all I need is a cubby. So anyway, but remember, you would go to the doctor, you would be completely dressed, you'd sit there in the doctor's desk, office, you'd meet him. Some doctors still do this, talk to you, get to know you, and they go, you know what, let's examine you, let's go into the examining room, examine you, and then after we examine you, get dressed, and come back into my office, and we'll talk. Okay, well, that whole procedure would be at least over an hour. We don't do that anymore. We run into the room going, hi, I'm Dr. Wax. I was going, oh, really, really cough, cold, cough. Okay, yeah, how long? Yeah, don't talk too much. I'm busy. Yeah, quickly, quickly here, quickly. Good, yeah, good. Okay, here's your seat back. See ya, bye. Next. Okay, it's not that bad. I'm not that bad. But that's how people are feeling. They're being rushed through. That's what they're perceiving now in the doctor's offices. I don't sit down with them at my cubby with all my charts all over the place saying, well, let's talk about your condition. No. We don't do that. We examine you and then go, and then we go on to the next patient. So we're seeing more and more people, and, you know, people aren't stopping and going, okay, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And it's unfortunate because there's really no reason why somebody should be radiated the wrong place. But you know what happened is they peaked. You peek at the chart. I've seen this when nurses make mistakes with the age. You know, I notice, I'm like, really? He's not 88. He's 48. Well, the other nurse last time wrote 88. Well, she was an idiot. No, you don't do that. And I'm an idiot for not catching it last time. You know, and so a lot of times they just look, or the tech just looks at the previous note. Doesn't anybody stop and talk to the patient and say, hi, what are we doing today? You know, it's like, no, it's in the chart. I'm just going to read the chart. They don't even look at the patient anymore. That's how I feel sometimes. That's why, like I said, whenever you're about to have surgery, you know, and the nurses are running around, the anesthesiologist is saying hi, make sure you have a permanent marker drawing an arrow to the correct breast or the correct testicle or the correct side of the body that's supposed to be operated on. Just draw a big, huge arrow. Because, again, they may not be looking at you. They may be looking at the chart. And the chart is a piece of paper with a bunch of scribble on it. I don't like trusting the chart. I don't like trusting a computer. I don't like that. There's goofs. I mean, look at even my Twitter and Facebook posts. I've been having a problem with my computer at the office. No, I'm not blaming the content on the computer. The content is me. But what I am blaming is I'm having this weird delay. And so when I type, if there's a typo, I sometimes don't see the typo till 5-6 seconds later. By then, I think I'm done. I hit post. So you're going to see a few more typos over the last few days with some of my Twitter posts and Facebook posts, etc. All right. But I can't stand the fact that even when you text or when you type on your phone, there's this automatic spell check that puts different words in. You know, computers have a mind of their own. I don't like computers. I don't trust computers. And unfortunately, medicine is now depending on computers more and more. So what you need to do as a patient is tell whoever is running around or prepping you or about to give you therapy, you say, stop. Okay? I just want to tell you, this is where my illness is. I know I've been here 29 times. It's just, I want to just make sure I'm pointing you in the right direction. Well, you think I don't know what I'm doing? No, it's not you. I don't want to insult you. It's just we hear these stories of the wrong side being treated. That's all I want to do. And, you know, there's a way to do it without ticking somebody off. Just go, you know, what I sometimes do is, like, you know, I'll hold my mouth. Yeah, my tooth is hurting right here. You know, and I'll put my hand on the area, give the doctor a visual, you know, because you just don't know. They could be sleepy. They could have sleeping medicine in their system from the night before, and they're hungover from that. They could be worried about their boyfriend breaking up with them, a variety of things. I'm not trying to put anybody down, but I'm trying to find some reason, an explanation why somebody would get the wrong leg amputated or the brain. Remember there was a case where there was a brain tumor and the doctor took out a piece of brain on the wrong side? Why would that happen? Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about surgeons and how old should your surgeon be per this study. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. I got to tell you, that's still hard to say. 3 years later, you know, we're celebrating my 3 years on air this week. I'm all dressed up. It's our anniversary. I know, how romantic. Yes, 3 year anniversary. Still having trouble, right? You know, saying my logo. I mean, it's been 3 years. You'd think I'd get it. All right. So, surgeons, how old should they be? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Please, of course, follow me on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. So a study came out, which I really don't like the study. All right. Saying surgeons, they can't be too young. They can't be too old. They have to be just right. So they say surgeons age 35 to 50 provide the safety care for patients. please. All right, now, okay, what was this big, huge, you know, groundbreaking study, earth-shattering study? Well, they looked at just 28 surgeons. That's it. They just looked at 28 surgeons from France. Okay, maybe, you know, some of these people drink, right? Because in France, they drink. What they did is they analyzed data from 3,500 thyroidectomies, which is removal of the thyroid. And they said the average age of the surgeon was about 41 and had an average age of 10 years experience. And then they looked at the rates of two major complications that happen with thyroidectomies. A couple days after, up to 6 months after surgery. Permanent recurrent laryngeal nerve palsy, which can cause severe hoarseness where they cut the laryngeal nerve accidentally. Hypoparathyroidism, where you have damage to the parathyroid glands behind the thyroid and have calcium issues and crampy twitching, etc. And they found that patients had the higher risk of permanent complications when their procedure was performed by inexperienced surgeons or those with 20 or more years experience. They say surgeons aged 35 to 50 with 5 to 20 years experience had better outcomes than those who were younger or those who were older. Okay, now keep in mind they only looked at 28 surgeons, and that was in France. 28 surgeons. That's it. Now, we talked about this in the previous hour. I get asked all the time. I don't always read these emails. Dr. Dahlia, my doctor's kind of young. Should I go for an older one? Dr. Dahlia, when is your doctor too old? Isn't there a 90-year-old doctor back east that's still practicing and his patients love him? I mean, again, you know, if your doctor has a Parkinsonian tremor, some sort of an essential tremor, can't hold the scalpel, I'd probably pass on that one. But again, you know, all ages offer so much to the spectrum. I mean, when I first came out of medical school and training, and I just talked about this in the previous hour, you know, I was really energetic. I was a go-getter. I was very well read. I had a lot of energy. I could pull off the 14-hour shift as opposed to some of my colleagues that were getting a little tired. I was quicker in the ER with my MIs. I mean, when I took the 7 heart attacks and the other doctor took the other 7 heart attacks, they all lived, and maybe his technique might have been better, but I got to each one quicker. So somebody could say the younger doctor could possibly give better care. However, on the flip side, I love the seasoned docs, the farm docs. I mean, the ones that did medicine when you didn't have to worry about malpractice. I mean, you know, like I told you, we trained under a doctor who used to be a small town doc who did everything. I mean, he even took out a horse's thyroid. He was the doctor for everybody in this town. You know, and it'd be so frustrated that we're ordering CTs. He's like, really? You can't diagnose him without a CAT scan? Really? You know, lay your hands on the patient, touch the patient. And, you know, these seasoned older doctors, they give us so much wisdom. Still, I'll call them up going, where the hell am I going with this? What have you seen? You know, the other thing, too, is a lot of the newest young doctors, they don't have that sixth sense yet. Okay? You only get that after seeing as much as you could possibly see. And when you go back and say, wait a second, I saw somebody who had that grayish hue and something just didn't look right, you know, and then you need to act on that. So, in fact, I mean, I would even argue your older doctors in their 50s and 60s could sometimes be some of the best doctors out there and surgeons. And then some of your newer, I mean, some of these medical students, you know, they're very well read. They remember some of the esoteric diseases. So if you haven't seen porphyria, you know, ever, and they just saw a patient, they may be able to diagnose that. So the point I'm trying to make is the study is poppycock. Okay, depending on who you have and what your medical problem is will determine if your doctor is right for you. And what I recommend is, let's say you don't like what your doctor's saying, you know, and they're kind of young, well, then get an opinion from an older doctor. Or if you think your doctor's too old, then get a second opinion from a younger doctor. And yeah, some of us doctors are inexperienced and some of us doctors, we just get too old. We do. You know, that's why they make us do CME. That's why they make us recertify for our boards and relicense, because they want to make sure we're up to date. But I mean, keep in mind, I'm 40 years old. So I was in medical school. It stinks. I used to be able to, you know, I can't even pretend my age anymore. So anyway, I'm 40 and I was in medical school from 93 to 97 and then 97 to the year 2000, for residency. Well, most of the surgeries done in the 90s, still for appendix and gallbladder, weren't the laparoscopic with the camera. We still did them the old fashioned way. I could take out an appendix the old-fashioned way. I feel very comfortable. I did so many of them, right? But the cameras and the laparoscopy was just starting to come out and be used widespread. So we got a little bit of that, even though I got more of the older version. So, you know, if you asked me today, I mean, here I am. I'm in that prime age group, 35 to 50. I'm in my medical prime. No, I probably wouldn't be as good a surgeon as I was when I was doing it. Now, of course, I mean, they're talking about surgeons that are cutting every day. And yeah, maybe 35 to 50, you're hedging. You know, yeah, it seems like the nice age, but honestly, I wouldn't panic. It was a very small study, only 28 people. All right, that's it. So I don't want you going, you know, to the OR tomorrow going, you're too old because this article said so. You know, no. However, I don't think it's a bad idea. I really don't think it's a bad idea to test your doctor. I really don't. I don't. You know, it's interesting because, you know, we as doctors, we like to test the medical students. You know, like we'll listen to a murmur on someone's heart, okay? And then we'll ask the medical student, okay, go examine them. Yeah, it sounds good. And the medical student will go, oh, yeah, sounds good. I'm like, the person had a murmur. You know, you didn't hear it? Now, you know, I don't mean to trick the students, but you don't want to see a patient biased, okay? You don't want to walk in going, okay, this is just going to be an easy patient, all normal, I can move on to the next one. That's when mistakes happen. So you almost want to, when you look at a person, go, okay, I think this person has a murmur, let me listen for it. And if you don't hear the murmur, you're like, okay, that's good. Same thing with the skin exam. I'm going to assume they have some abnormal skin lesion, and then when you look and go, okay, I don't see it. That's how I think a good doctor should go about examining a patient. Now, some of you physicians listening to me out there right now might disagree. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. And yeah, I'd love to hear from you. I mean, you may disagree, you know, but that's what I think is a, you know, it's a good way to just go in the room and go, all right, you know, I'm going to be listening for, where's the murmur? And then we don't hear it. You're like, good, because if you go and listen to the heart exam or the carotids, you know, thinking it's going to be normal, a lot of times you won't hear it. And so patients have tested me. So what they'll do is they'll be like, oh, no, I have no medical problems, nothing, I'm fine. So I'll go and I'll listen to their heart. And I'm like, has anybody told you actually have a murmur? And they're like, I wanted to test you and see if you could find it. Now, I think it's wrong. I think a patient should disclose everything. But let's say you forgot to disclose something. You know, sometimes, you know, so let the doctor examine you and see if they picked up on it. You know, that's always nice. Look at the doctor, see if they have a tremor. You know, you could do that. You know, you could, you know, I don't want you to, you know, upset the doctor, but I think you have a right to test them. Why not? You know, and now keep in mind, doctors will forget if you gave them a whole bunch of baloney about your mother-in-law and how the mother-in-law, you know, gave you onions and you were allergic to onions and the doctor forgot you told them that a year ago. Cut them some slack, okay? They're not going to remember, you know, that's, but, you know, why not? Why not? You know, you can kind of feel them out. But for the most part, take the study with a grain of salt. Okay, when we come back, why does a woman have two vaginas? All right, coming up on the Dr. Talia Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Okay, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it looks like researchers have actually done something right. They have found a major gene mutation associated with hereditary prostate cancer risk. Now, for 20 years, they have been trying to find a genetic driver for prostate cancer that strikes men at younger ages and runs in families. Remember, not all prostate cancer is inherited, but the kind that does, they've been trying to find the gene, and they think they have. It's a rare inherited mutation, and this is going to be published in the New England Journal of Medicine. And the gene is the HOXB13 gene, HOXB13. They said members of four different families were found to have the same mutation, and it was carried by all 18 men with prostate cancer in these four families. Now, again, small sample size, only 18 people, but the fact that they've gone this far, all right, the researchers collaborated with Zaifeng Zhu, PhD, and Lily Zhang, PhD at Wake Forest University, to look at the same HOXB13 gene mutation among 5,100 men who had been treated for prostate cancer at either John Hopkins or one of the other hospitals that I don't know the name of yet. The mutation was found in 1.4% or 72 of the men, all right, of these 5,000 men. It turned out that those men were much more likely to have at least one first-degree relative, a father or brother, who had been diagnosed. Now, okay, what do we take from this? Well, remember with the BRCA gene testing with women, and actually men too. All right, just because you're negative for the gene doesn't mean you're not going to get breast cancer or ovarian cancer. Same thing with this, okay? You know, if they start to do gene testing for this HOXB13 gene and you're negative, you still can't breathe easy. You know, all this is doing is if you're positive and there's somebody in your family that had prostate cancer, you're going to probably be dealt with more aggressively when your PSA rises. So you see, some of this information is more valuable to us being positive than being negative. You know, for example, in my family, we have breast cancer. If any of us women are positive for the BRCA gene, we're going to be going about our breast and ovarian care a hell of a lot differently than someone who's negative. All right. Even though if you're negative, you can't breathe a sigh of relief. Okay. All right. So while we're still on the subject below the belt, we have now a woman, 27 years old, who claims that she actually has lost her virginity twice. And the reason why she lost her virginity twice is because she has two vaginas. Now, apparently, as she was developing in the womb, rather than the two tubes that develop the ovaries and the uterus, rather than them fusing and then the septum disappearing, and rather than her keeping a septum and just having one uterus that has two parts called a septated uterus, she actually developed two uteruses, two uteri, two cervixes, and two canals. So she has two vaginas. Now, she says, you know, if you want to see, she'll show you. She has no problem showing people. You know, we obviously declined. You know, we, you know, this is a radio show. We don't need that. But, you know, it's funny because you'll hear of women having two uteri, you know, two wombs, but not two actual separate vaginas. Now, a woman that has two wombs or sometimes a septated uterus, sometimes could get pregnant with two separate pregnancies. But she actually says she has two openings. So it's rare, one in a million shot, and you know, she's doing fine and she's happy. But you know, I don't know what really what more to say, except you know, she lost her virginity twice. So you know, parents aren't too happy with that one. Okay, yeah, I'm still having a problem with this whole hostess filing bankruptcy. All over the news, they were trying to calm us down. You know, hostess and ding dongs and devil dogs. I think Nature's Pride Bread, the company that makes those, has filed for bankruptcy. They have been in some sort of a reorganization over the past few years. Still had trouble, but they say, don't worry, the Twinkies are still going to be made. All right, I'm sure Michelle Obama's pretty happy because she thinks she probably gets credit for, you know, preventing sales of junk food. But I got to tell you, you know, I really think, I don't really want us to be a completely healthy, I mean, we're I want us to be a healthy society, but I don't want all the stores to just have health foods. When I'm having a bad day, and every now and then I have a bad day, I want to be able to walk to the store, go to the hostess section, and get my ding-dong. Okay? That's what it's supposed to be there for. All right? Many of us, we just like to have our occasional ding-dong. I still work out. I still eat my fruits and vegetables. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I have a very healthy lifestyle, but I want my ding-dong. Okay? And we really, really don't need government getting involved. But we talked about this earlier. Mayor Bloomberg in New York is going to be now cutting back on the amount of bars, advertising for alcohol. You know, he has, you know, spent a significant amount of his mayorship cutting back on smoking in the city of Manhattan, and now he wants to cut back on alcohol and ads for excessive drinking. I don't think I've ever really seen ads for excessive drinking. I've seen the cold beer with the condensation. I've seen, you know, women happy holding a martini. But I don't think we ever see you know, somebody sit there dumb drunk, but, you know, that's what he wants to work on next. Now, speaking of healthy cities, the healthiest city list has been released, and they say women in Raleigh, North Carolina, and men in Burlington, Vermont, are the highest ranked cities in the healthiest cities for women and the healthiest cities for men. This is for Women's Health and Men's Health magazines. They rank 100 cities for their performance in more than 30 categories, including obesity, breast cancer rates, how long inhabitants exercised, how often they saw the doctor. And they say Raleigh women stood out in terms of their dedication to health screening. 90% of Raleigh women got their pap smears on the recommended schedule. 81% of those over 40 kept up with their mammograms. But Obamacare's not going to like that city too much. Rounding out the top five cities for women were San Jose, California, Madison, Wisconsin, Boise City, Idaho, and Burlington, Vermont. And Burlington, Vermont is highest for men. All right, so men. Then came Madison, Wisconsin, Plano, Texas, San Jose, California, Boise, Idaho. All right, there's low rates of heart disease. And men in the city appear to be avid basketball players in Madison. So that's very interesting. Now, several southern cities found themselves in the bottom rankings, including Memphis, Tennessee, and Birmingham, Alabama. You know, they call the South the stroke belt, and hopefully we'll be able to kind of change that around this next decade, because usually people in the South, in those southern Gulf states, seem to do the worst. They say southern states have particularly high rates of obesity, heart disease, and cancer. All right, but that was it, their healthiest cities. No, I don't see Las Vegas. No, I don't see Las Vegas. I don't think Las Vegas would be too healthy. All right, now, cardiac arrest in marathoners. This subject has been coming up again and again. Now, a study came out today saying, look, if you're a marathon runner, you can relax. Only one in 184,000 runners actually goes into cardiac arrest while participating in a long-distance run. I'll agree with them. It's rare. Okay, it is. Right. Every now and then we hear of somebody collapse and somebody fall, and we go, you see, with marathon running, you need to get your heart checked. But really, one in 184,000, it's rare. My only problem with this is, you know, all right, even though it's rare, I think it's a shame for somebody who's been living their life very healthy, exercising, and without knowing that they're vulnerable, they do a marathon and then they drop. And I think it's very simple to have a cardiologist keep an eye on you if you're a marathon runner. Why not? There was another boy just a couple days ago in basketball practice who fell, collapsed, and died during practice. And I don't see why we aren't recommending that anybody who's athletic has their heart checked, even at least once, just a screen, have the heart checked. Do an ultrasound. It's easy. It's non-invasive. Looking at the heart, looking at the size. And I tell you, parents and grandparents, if you have a teenager that's pretty heavy into athletics, why not get that check? Oh, but Dr. Dolly, insurance may not pay for it. I know. That's the problem. Insurance is paid for less and less, but they have no right to determine your medical destiny. They don't. Okay, I would get this done. All right, but at least marathon runners, it's still rare they could rest a little easy with this new study. All right, guys, great show. Stay on board for another hour in the Dr. Dahlia Show. If not, have a great rest of the way home and call with your questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.